It's Thursday, August 26, 2010. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, the entertainment section found on Fridays in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And you know, we asked some of our readers a while back about the best place to get free stuff in Northwest Arkansas, and the answer was Razor Bash. And that's today on campus, 11 to 3, on the Union Mall. And it's where businesses and churches and organizations like the Society for Creative Anachronism come and strut their stuff and recruit and give away free stuff.
What kind of free stuff can I get?
I've heard that you can get discs so you can play disc golf.
Well, there you go. All right.
And many other things, and you can find out more until 3 o'clock today on the Union Mall. Tonight's also an underground art talk with Fayetteville underground artists Gregory Moore and Leilani Law at 6:30 at
the
Underground, and it's free. The Golden Years of Radio is tonight.
That's right.
Hosted by Neely Jones and her husband Greg Beatty, featuring her dad and his troupe, the Route 66 Playhouse from Tulsa. They will do an old-time radio show at the Rogers Little Theater.
Right.
And they will have lots of yummy things, heavy hors d'oeuvres and desserts prepared by the Northwest Arkansas Community College culinary arts students. The show's a benefit for NWAC scholarships. And tickets are $50 for floor seats, $40 for balcony seats. Yes, you do get food if you sit in the balcony, I ask. And you can find out more at 619-4321. And Candy Lee.
Yes, her new CD release party is tonight.
At
Smoke and Barrel.
There you go. Titled The Gate. And admission to the 8 p.m. show is free.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And so, you know, you can do a lot tonight without spending a nickel, or you can go spend some money and help out a scholarship fund.
And tomorrow, a brand new edition of What's Up in the newspaper.
Yes, and I'd love to tell you what it's about, but it's a secret.
Okay, well, we'll have to wait till tomorrow. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found tomorrow in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.